This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said he will ask Americans to wear masks for 100 days when he assumes office on January the 20th. Biden made the comment Thursday in an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper. Biden also said he thinks we'll see a significant reduction in coronavirus cases that have surged to record numbers in recent days, with a corresponding rise in daily death tolls. Overall, more than 14 million people have been infected, and more than 275,000 have died of COVID-19 in the U.S., according to Johns Hopkins University. In South Korea, a spike in COVID-19 cases has public health officials urging people to forego in-person Christmas and New Year's festivities, making them online celebrations instead. The U.S. state of California, in a few days away from initiating tighter restrictions as intensive care units reach near capacity levels with the latest surge in coronavirus cases, Governor Gavin Newsom said Thursday regional stay-at-home orders will likely go into effect the next day or two in places with less than 15% ICU availability. Newsom said if he did not act now, the hospital system would be overwhelmed. Each of these states' five regions will separately activate the governor's order, which also bans private gatherings and requires masks and social distancing in public places. And former U.S. presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama all agreed to be filmed while getting vaccinated to help build confidence in the American people to get the coronavirus vaccine. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. The UN Secretary General said Thursday the damage COVID-19 has done globally will not be undone by a vaccine, and a full recovery will likely take years, if not decades. Antonio Guterres was speaking to a high-level special session of the General Assembly intended to take stock of the current global response to the illness caused by the coronavirus. Guterres said, in his words, "We face the biggest global recession in a decade, and these intergenerational impacts are not due to the COVID-19 alone. They are all the result of injustices that have been exposed by the pandemic, or exposed, I should say. Nearly 80 heads of state and governments are addressing the two-day summit by video, which will also include presentations from scientists, experts, and from the head of several UN agencies, including the Director General of the World Health Organization. Well, U.S. prosecutors are discussing a deal with lawyers for Huawei's finance chief, Meng Wanzhou, to resolve criminal charges against her, signaling a potential end to a case that has strained ties between the United States, China, and Canada. Meng was arrested in Canada in December of 2018 on a U.S. warrant on charges of misleading banks about Huawei's business in Iran in violation of U.S. sanctions. Wall Street Journal was first to report the possible deal, which would follow nearly 2 years under house arrest in Canada while she fought extradition to the United States. Further negotiations are expected to take place later today. An official installed by the Trump administration as a liaison at the Justice Department has been banned from the building. People familiar with the matter told the Associated Press, Heidi Stirrup was told within the past 2 weeks to leave the building after top justice officials learned she was trying to collect insider information about ongoing cases and department work on election fraud. Stirrup, a top ally of Trump advisor Stephen Miller, had been quietly installed at the Justice Department at a White House as a White House liaison a few months ago. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.